You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
About interesting law that's brought, if you see the donkey of your enemy is having a problem, you have to help him. So the first question that the Gemara asks might be a typo, Chas v'Shalom, because do you know any Yehudi that has enemy?
No.
There's no such a thing, Chas v'Shalom.
All the goyim are enemy.
I'm sorry? He's talking about Yehudi here.
Oh, no.
It has?
No.
So why the Torah says if Yehudi sees the donkey of his enemy needs help, so you have to get involved. Yehudi is not permitted, Chas v'Shalom, to have any friction, to have any hardship with another Yehudi. You didn't notice it? No? So Gemara explains, when he says that your enemy, God forbid, is not pointing out to a relationship matter. Gemara explains, we're talking about the Yehudi that unfortunately is very careless about particular mitzvot, that he's not willing, as after he was warned about special type of laws that he has to observe and obey, so he rejected and he doesn't want to do it. That means he's not his enemy, he's enemy of Hashem, because he denies the type of mitzvot that he doesn't believe in it. So now, here, it says, this Yehudi, that unfortunately, he rebels. So he happened to run into such a circumstances. So now, we have a case that you need to unload the load from the donkey or load the matters and the donkey. So now we have to, as far as the halakha, which is more crucial, to unload the weight from the donkey or to load the merchandise and the donkey, which is more important?
Unload.
Which one?
Unload.
Why unload?
Because it makes you heavy,
the animal is suffering too. Very nice. So now, to unload, because we have a command in the Torah that we should not cause pain for animals. So now here, it's a very interesting thing that it says, if your friend's donkey needs to be unloaded, you ignore it. Your enemy donkey needs to be loaded. You have to go to him. So you have to ignore, deny, turn your face from the important mitzvah to less important mitzvah. But why? You follow? That's what the Torah says. So let's say your friend donkey is carrying some medicine. So now if you don't run to help him, maybe the medicine will fall, will break. It's not important. Or maybe he has something very valuable. It's going to fall down and break. The Torah says, no, leave that alone. And then go grab the matter that is involved with your enemy's donkey. Well, why? It's a higher mitzvah, better mitzvah, important mitzvah.
By helping that one that is enemy, he may be doing teshuvah, say, how to do
it. Who will do teshuvah?
The enemy.
The enemy will do teshuvah? Ah. So I hear the Torah says, it's a very important lesson, and it is that why people, they don't talk to each other, why they have animosity toward one another, they have hatred toward one another, why? Because they're disconnected, right? Say, you are Bechir and Mara healthy. Shomaro Bechir and Mara Besalamat. Right? That's what they say. You know, you go your way, I go my way. So then this goes on for years and years and years and years and years. And the unfortunate thing here is, when the family is established, the kids are not talking to each other. And you don't know why. Because the father, the grandfather, they were disconnected from one another. And then they, just like two different strangers. So now here, Tzatzal Moshe is teaching us a very important lesson. And that is, he is expecting to go help your enemy. Why? Because by doing this, your attitude, your way of thinking toward him will change. You will change. You will change. Why? Because the hardest thing in life here is that when people, they're not talking with another for some time, who's going to pick up the phone and dial whose number first? Who? Nobody. Nobody's going to do this. So now here, the first step that one it takes, you know, I'm going to, you know, call him up. And most of the time, when he hears him up, after 5 years, 10 years, somebody's on the other side of the phone. So then things gradually is going to wash off. So here, Tzatzal Moshe is teaching us that you should leave away the important mitzvah, the greater mitzvah, that the donkey is going through the pain, then you have to go take care of it, and go help your enemy. Why? Because the purpose here is that you become a better human being. You understand?
Yes.
So it's not that what mitzvah you do. The purpose here is that Tzatzal Moshe is expecting from us that you grow, you improve, you become a better person, better human being. How do the people usually enter home? Like after Arvid was at Hashem, how do you go home?
Go home, they open the door, they go inside.
Oh, you go through the door.
Yes.
That's what you usually use?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes.
That's the only way? And how do you leave?
Same door.
What's the percentage of people use a window to enter the house? Little, like let's say, past 15, 20 years that you lived in this house, how many times use the window to go in or come out?
Twice?
Yeah. So let's say, God forbid, Hashem Shalom, there's a fire in the house. You get up in the middle of the night, and then, see, the whole house is full of fire. And the entrance, the door is on fire. So how do you go out?
From the window.
Window?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, let's say, after Shabbat, after Arvit, Motzei Shabbat, when the Shabbat finishes, you walk home, and then you open the combination box that you left the key. Say, I forgot to put the key in there. For the kids. So how do you go inside?
Use the window again.
But what happened all of a sudden? The first case that there's a fire in the house. So you jump out of the window. You never used it. Or when after Shabbat you like to enter the house and there is no key and you want to, you know, have to do Havdalah. So you go through. What happened all of a sudden?
You change your habit.
Why?
Because that's a more convenient way.
Because you have no other
choice.
So here we see an interesting thing. People, they don't change unless they see there is no
choice.
There's no other choice. Isn't that something? So that means always you go home through the door. Now you see, no, I cannot get out of the door. So I have to use the window. So now here, It's an unbelievable thing. You tell people, and tell them again, and tell them again, and tell them again. Shape up. Grow up. It's not the right attitude. It's not a healthy attitude. We see there's no change. We see all of a sudden, the circumstances becomes, God forbid, very pressured. So you see, all of a sudden, something is happening. Why? Because that's what the nature is. People, they just go through life the pace that they like. Then all of a sudden, they see, no, something has to be done. I have to jump out of the window. So here, Tata Moshe is coming and telling us, listen, you can change. You can change. There's a way to change. How? Because you want to go that way. Obviously, you want to go help your friend. Why have to go help this person that I even don't want to see? He says, no, that's not how it works. Leave your friend away. Go help your enemy. Why? Because something that you don't like to do is going to change you. It's going to change you. And this is the command of the Torah. The command of the Torah. Why? Because, of course, you have to do the mitzvot. Of course, you have to be careful how you do mitzvot. But most of all, how are you going to do the mitzvot? What type of attitude? What kind of mentality? What kind of behavior? So here we see an unbelievable thing. That the Torah Moshe comes and says, go toward your sone, your enemy that you don't want to see. You don't want to talk to him. You know, you have no interest to go toward him. Go that way. Why? Because the purpose here is you have to grow up. You have to change. When you're going to change? When you have no choice to jump out of the window? Huh? Yes? And that's what exactly we have to have in mind. And it's a very, very delicate point in life that you have to always be alert that, you know, am I better today? No, don't answer. When you go home, you know, did I improve? Do I talk softer, positive? Do I think positive? Do I talk positive to other people?
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.